com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We got to go. The President promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change. America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough. Baldwin McCullough. That was interesting.
Yeah.
888-340-3373.
So what you're saying is the Baldwin McCullough actually correlates to Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. This is what you're explaining to us.
What does correlates mean? You had me right up
you
until
You had me
there.
Until correlates.
Yeah. So the number is 888-340-3373, and Tony Stewart grabs the backside of his opponent's race car driver buddy's wife's backside.
Right.
And I'm sitting there going, I ain't no rocket scientist, but if homie stepped to my girl like that, he'd need dental work quick.
Now, if you're just catching the broadcast, your station just turned us on, or you just turned us on, that is Stephen Baldwin. I am Kevin McCullough. And, yes, we started this conversation in the last hour, and I apologize in advance for being the world's biggest ignoramus on NASCAR. Okay, I don't even understand what the white flag and the yellow flag and the...
Oh, boy.
I know what the checkered flag is.
Uh-huh.
That's what we used to make. From my dad's boxer shorts, when we wanted to race go-karts down the street, we'd take black shoe paint and paint squares and then tie them to a branch and wave it around.
And back in those days, did one of you say, oh, I'm Mario Andretti? Did somebody say that?
No.
Okay.
Because Johnny Rutherford lived in our town.
Uh-huh.
Three-time Indy winner.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know who he is.
I do know who he is.
But
he raced Indy cars.
Tony Stewart is.
Sorry.
All right. It's okay.
And
right.
the picture that the Sporting News put up of Tony Stewart, he kind of looks like a doofus.
Well, he's a strange guy.
He's kind of like, hey, how you doing? I'm Tony Stewart.
I don't know too much about him, but
he could be a totally nice guy. I'm not trying to slam him. But here's the weird part about this. This was caught. ESPN aired it. Okay, so he comes up. If you're just turning us on, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. 888-340-3373. Tony Stewart walks up to Delana Harvick, who, with her sunglasses on, she looks like some sort of movie star. But she's the wife of Kevin Harvick, who evidently is a big rival. And he comes up. She's wearing some sort of medium-length summer dress. It's kind of sleeveless. And he grabs both butt cheeks in one hand each and gooses her. Dink. Yeah. And she naturally turns around and goes, ah!
Yeah.
And then, it's you. And then they hug. And then Kevin comes over. Her husband comes over. And then the three of them stand there and they, yuck, shoot the breeze.
Yeah. Uh-oh, watch it. Cameras are rolling.
So then, and that's evidently what has got him in trouble. So all these people are like, you know, hey, what's this going on? How's this be allowed to stand? What's Tony Stewart doing grabbing this other wife's backside? Now, if his version of the story is correct,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're friends, and so because they're friends, that's okay, is that okay for you
right.
listening?
That's what I want to know.
888-340-3373. Taking it one step further, have you personally ever seen couples interact in a way that makes you go, I don't know that I would allow that if it was my wife.
Right.
Have you ever had another man do something to your wife that she wasn't cool with and therefore you weren't cool with?
Right.
You know what's interesting? There was somebody who recently asked me, he said, Kevin, the position you're in and the influence you're in, you know, there's probably a lot of people that ask you to do things like pray with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, because I'm a born-again Christian, and I believe prayer is important. And he said, I know that you work with my wife. And this happens to be someone that I do have a lot of contact with on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I know that, you know, you kind of oversee the stuff that is related to what she does and blah, blah, blah. He said, but I just want to make this this request of you. Never pray with my wife alone.
Right.
Now, praying is a world of difference from the double hand goosing that Tony Stewart was doing.
Yeah.
But to this particular person, praying with his wife would be moving into an intimacy and a familiarity with her
mm-hmm.
that he would feel not okay with.
Was not appropriate.
Right.
Right.
So, and I maybe it's not a huge deal to people, you know, around the world, but is it okay in your mind if this couple said to this guy, okay, ha ha ha, we're all friends, it's okay, you can goose my wife's butt. I'm okay with that. Does that make it okay? Jackie just put up on my screen, I think it's crass, but if it's okay for all the people, it's kind of okay.
Hmm.
It is kind of okay. I can't read what she's writing because I'm sleep deprived. I'm a new father. You have to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
So she thinks it's crass, but kind of okay. Ivan, if I was to ask you.
Absolutely not.
No. Even if they were really close friends, family members.
No.
What if it was her family member? No, that would really not be okay.
That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
Easy, Kev.
So, all right. So that's what happened. Tony Stewart does this. Now, Stephen, let me ask you this. If you and your lovely Mrs. were out somewhere and somebody that you knew really well did take a familiarity, personal connection with her too far,
yeah,
how would you deal with it? And don't say I just turn around and punch him because I don't think in real life that's what you would do.
It would depend.
I don't think that's what you would actually do. I think you'd be upset. Justifiably.
I think I would believe that I would have that moment of grace and probably just take my wife by the hand, particularly if I was angry, and just walk away from the situation and probably come back and deal with it later when I had cooled down. But I can tell you right now, if I was in a public place and Tony Stewart did that to my wife, I would be surprised if I didn't hit him. That's me. That's just me.
I think the temptation for me would be every bit of that.
Right.
I don't think I'd have to worry about it too much because I think my lovely bride would have already, like, dismembered him
right.
at that point. You don't need those arms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the Black Knight in Monty Python. You know, slices off the arms.
Another rare Kevin.
Come back here. I'll bite your kneecaps off.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's pretty much what the lovely bride would do to somebody that did this to her. And I don't care.
I love that.
I don't care who it is. I mean, I think even to the degree that I need to be careful not to sneak up on her, you know, too secretly. Because I might be armless by the time the moment's over.
That's funny.
But does this point to something bigger in society? That's something that I want to know, because I do think that with where media has gone, I do think that with the way modern relationships are talked about and so forth and so on, I do think the rules of what's right and wrong are being rewritten.
Mm-hmm.
So in the modern world, if people say, this is what we do, and you just have to be fine with it, you know, just because we're not doing it, we're not offending anybody else, we're just doing it between us. Who are you to say to us, I can't grab his wife's tushy? Why would you tell us? What is it, where does the line get drawn? Because is it okay for another man to kiss your wife, even if it's on the cheek? It is. You're thinking, this is not a normal thing.
Right. To you.
No, what is... Is hugging? Is there rules to hugging?
I think that obviously it comes out of now a common sense logical perception. I mean,
when is familiar too familiar?
Right, exactly. And more importantly, regardless of what these individuals who have participated in this exchange, what they have stated is their understanding of it. Is it inappropriate? Is it inappropriate to grab another man's wife's backside? That's the question.
Even with their permission. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Some of the folks on Facebook, Dudley, said, I'm sorry, but that's a no-no. And if she welcomed it, there's some hanky-panky going on. I wondered about that.
And if she accepted it.
Because I think familiarity says a lot. And I think if you allow yourself to be that familiar with someone, I think at least the door's open to doing something that shouldn't be.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's Financial Doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number is 888-340-3373. And I guess, Kev, it's just, it's all good.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess butt grabbing in America is just, you know.
Especially other people's wives.
Fair play.
And no, Jackie, we're not saying that only married women.
She's like,
you guys, you're saying if it's a married woman, then it's not okay. But are you saying it's okay if it's a single woman?
No, we're not saying that. It's wrong, it's wrong.
Jackie doesn't sound like that.
It's wrong, it's wrong.
You were just doing some bad Bill Cosby.
General Puddin' Pops.
Yeah, exactly. Where did you go with that just now?
Hey, hey, hey. My name's Jackie.
Wow.
No, I think we would say it would be wrong across the... wrong across the board. But here's what I don't know. Because I think that's so far off over the line that, to be honest, I'm surprised. And we got to say something, a disclaimer here. The sporting news story that discusses this only takes quotes from Tony Stewart. We don't know if Kevin and Delaina Harvick actually are as free and loosey-goosey with this stuff as he's...
We're not saying that.
As he says he is.
Right.
I mean, we're taking Stewart's word for it that they're all good friends and that it's all in good fun and blah, blah, blah. I do wonder if you got Delaina Harvick. And here's what I'd like to know from ladies that are listening. Okay, she says it's all good fun, we're all good friends, blah, blah, blah. But in her heart of hearts, deep down inside,
right,
when no one else is around, is that really how she feels?
Right.
As a woman, because Stephen and I aren't one, even the two of us added together don't make one woman.
And regardless of the fact that I may have played one on TV.
See, now you're being your own TMZ now.
No,
Stephen Baldwin once wore drag.
As Barney Rubble, there's a scene where I play one of the Rockettes. I dress up as a woman.
Okay. All right.
And as a method actor, I...
Not only was he in drag, he was in prehistoric drag. Stephen Baldwin in prehistoric drags.
So, newsflash.
As a woman,
Stephen Baldwin, if
you're
in
listening,
prehistoric drag.
If you're listening and you is a woman, because I is not, neither is he, do you think that she says it's okay in her heart of heart? Like, what if their kids saw that YouTube?
There you go.
Mom, why'd that man grab your butt?
Oh, he's just fooling around.
We're all friends. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Is that why Mr. Stewart comes over and goes in the hot tub with you and Daddy?
Easy now.
Line one, Diana in Dayton, Iowa. Diana, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being here.
Okay, well, I was just listening. I didn't hear all the things that came before, but I did hear about the grabbing of Fanny, and I don't think it's appropriate ever.
There you go.
Touch anybody's wife or husband or anything else in public.
No matter how well you know them.
No.
Right.
That's not appropriate because then that says to all the children of the world, hey, this is okay.
Now, Diana, let me ask you a follow-up question to this. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Do you and your husband have particularly close friends that you might be a little more familiar with than... let's say total strangers?
Yes.
Okay. Is that do you behave differently with those familiar friends than you do with total strangers?
Differently as opposed to being funny or having, you know, inside jokes or whatever, but not touching.
But see, that's what they're saying this is. But that's what Tony Stewart is saying this is. He says, it's just an inside joke. Kevin gooses me. I goose his wife. Then she gooses the two of us. And then we go have our race.
Well, I don't know. I just don't think it's appropriate.
Good.
Yeah, I don't either. Thank you, Diana. Appreciate the call. Let's go to John, who's calling us from King, North Carolina. Hey, John, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
On this issue right here, you guys, we all know as men, we know what's going through our minds when something like this happens. I don't know how the ladies think about it, but I do know how men think about it.
John, tell the ladies that are listening what is going through the men's mind at that time.
Well, we're at least thinking about something going beyond goosing somebody.
You're being very kind, John. You're thinking the guy's thinking about getting that woman in the sack. That's what he's thinking about.
But. What I am wanting to say is, if there's nothing already going on, this is the kind of things that get affairs started. You get something going on in the mind, and then you hope, and then a person is looking to see how the female reacts to it, and that's where things get started. And I know what happens in the world. You know, I'm not saying it's okay, but that's what's going on. But Christians should be extremely careful of how they respond, how they react with the opposite sex if they're not married to.
Yeah, and I think that anybody that cares about the health of their marriage, whether they're Christians or not, should be concerned about something like this. John, let me ask you this question, because Stewart says in the article that the Harvicks are his buddies and that they don't have a problem with it. Is that, do you think that he's telling the truth? Do you think that it's possible that this couple would not have a problem with this behavior?
I really don't. I would have a problem with it. Now, I don't know. It's hard for me to get into that mindset unless there could possibly be something else going on. Maybe people do think that it's harmless, but I just don't think that it's harmless. I think it's a very dangerous situation.
That's where I'm with you, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. NASCAR racer Tony Stewart gooses the wife of his biggest rival, Kevin Harvick, and then laughs it off when it gets shown on ESPN and says, hey, guys, you're making way too big a deal about this. This is something that we've been doing going back years. Kevin gooses me. I goose his wife, she gooses the two of us, and then we go and take our race. That's his explanation.
Right.
888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I think something that John said there, some women may find somewhat surprising. Because I don't think women and men process stuff the same way. I think a woman's, if you say, you know, that's innocent. I think the woman, more often than not, will give you the benefit of the doubt. I think she'll trust your motives. But men's motives can't be trusted.
I'll admit this for myself. I probably, in a millisecond moment of spontaneity, have probably done something where I've poked at somebody. But never a friend's wife. I would never touch the backside of a friend's wife, even before I was a born-again Christian. It's strange to me.
You didn't want to die.
Well, it's just...
I had no death wish.
No, I had some friends that I probably could have done that, and they'd have been like, oh, idiot, you know.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. How familiar is too familiar? I'm Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
86.
I'm not doing this one.
Why not?
Because that's the third one in a row now.
So?
Now
you were gone for 2 weeks.
Me.
You were gone for 2 weeks.
So?
Your people's missed you.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. See, now that I mentioned it,
you did not have coconut cake in your mouth. Enough. I have a show Monday through Friday. I get to do lots of returns.
I'm sorry.
Being nice.
I'm sorry, Dad.
You do not have coconut cake.
Obey. Obey. Stephen, obey. Pam Schneider just put on the Facebook page. Relating to our topic. She said, Kevin Harvick is a pretty good hothead. I'm surprised that he let that happen. Friends or not, and if you do that in public, makes you wonder what happens behind closed doors.
Maybe there's something going on between Kevin and Tony.
That I don't. Well, I don't know. Kevin does goose Tony, according to Tony. Maybe Tony's just much more infatuated with how cool Tony is than anybody else is. Maybe this is all just a figment of Tony's imagination.
Probably is. Well, oh, Tony Stewart, here's the thing.
She wants me to grab her.
Tony Stewart is, like a lot of these guys, he's a prankster, but he's really, I hate to say it, he's obviously a very cocky, arrogant guy.
Uh-huh.
Which is part of what's probably led to the goose.
And how do you know this?
Well, I've just seen interviews with him.
Okay.
He's a real brassy.
Yeah, I'm the best.
Right. You know, kind of, well, you know, this is me.
He has some Lex Luthor in him.
Yes.
The fictional character from Superman? Probably.
Yes.
Yes.
I am. Interesting. Very good.
Interesting. Yeah.
So you were saying, so you think this is just an extension of his arrogance?
Yeah.
Of his hubris?
That's what I'm saying.
Arrogant guys do that.
And because they think, you know, well, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, but see, she hugs him on the video. And then her husband comes over and they have a big, nope. It's like a Three Stooges moment.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. Familiar, too familiar. I got to say that since I've been married to the lovely bride, I don't think that there has been a man, in my presence at least,
mm-hmm.
that has taken advantage of her in a too familiar or intimate way.
Right.
And I think part of that is how she carries herself.
Of course.
Like, no. No. You're not even going to think about that because you will die if you do. But is there such a thing that, and I'm going to be in trouble for even asking this. Are there women who put it out there that they're open to such
of course
grotesque familiarities?
Of course there is.
And they want them.
Of course there is. And let me tell you something. In this day and age culturally, listen, when you got shows like Desperate Housewives and, you know, what is it? What are the other dumb shows?
I don't know.
Housewives of Beverly.
Oh, all the housewives.
All the reality stuff. It's all now about look at me, look at me, look at me.
We occasionally watch the Top Chef.
Sure.
Which is on the Bravo channel, which is the same channel that has the Housewives of everywhere in the nation.
Which I know you're obsessed with.
Oh, I see the promos come on. I want to put a fork through my temple. Just watching the commercial. Who sits down and watches an hour of that?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. I mean, I'd rather have nails on a chalkboard 24 hours a day for 2 years than to sit through an episode of the Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And there's a much worse one called Housewives of New Jersey. Wait a minute. Did one of those housewives show up at that sex trafficking thing that we did?
Yes.
Okay, so everyone except that housewife are complete jerks. That housewife, she's nice.
She's
I don't
cool.
remember her name.
Right.
Everybody else, these shows drive me nuts. That's why we don't watch very much TV in the McCullough house. Mostly football, little Fox News, Top Chef. Yeah, we do the food porn a little bit. You know, you're chopping up the veggies, putting them on the steak. Stick it on the fire.
The food what?
Porn. Food porn. The Food Porn Network.
I'd be really careful with that one right now, too.
Well, yeah. But
you might want to clarify.
If you really
that.
Love food.
I love
food.
When I'm correcting you on our program.
Isn't that a miracle? Now, if you really love food, then cooking shows are food porn.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Thank
it's
you.
Not porn with food involved.
Well...
Jackie, you're going to be in trouble for laughing too hard at me again. 888-340-3373. Are you guys giving me the wrap-up sign here? Are we like 30 seconds out? No, not 20 seconds out. No. 888-340-3373. When we come back, I want to ask a simple question that CBS News asked this week, and it has to do with the whole mess in Libya. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough.
I'm Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News. But today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did and call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies. And beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at stulin.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto 2 supplements suggested by NutriPath, Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Sing on. Hello. Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. Jackie, can you hit return on your screen, please? There we go. It's Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin. 60 films, 20 years in Hollywood.
65.
65 films.
Now probably 70.
Really? You just well, multiply like rabbits.
Well, with all the faith-based stuff that I've done in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Could be 70.
Midnight Clear was a great movie.
Thank you.
everyone
loving the bad man is a fantastic picture.
I particularly like the part of the judge. I thought the guy that played the judge just nailed.
I thought he hammed it up a little.
I thought the interp was just so spot on.
He hammed it up a little bit.
You'll have to.
With a veteran of 7 years.
You're just jealous that you can't sound like him.
You're right.
There you go.
It's just a fit of jealousy.
Line one, Sandy's in North Carolina. Welcome to Saturday night, Sandy. Glad you're with us.
Thank you very much. I wanted to respond to your question about...
Yeah, Tony Stewart is all over this guy's wife. What do you think of that?
If that were to happen to me and my husband were with me, just picture the guy that plays Gibbs in NCIS. If you don't mind me saying that.
Go ahead.
I'm not familiar with the character.
Get graphic, please. Go ahead.
His arms would be so off.
See, I already made that point.
God bless your husband.
Monty Python.
That's sexual molestation in public.
Yeah, I agree.
Sandy, is your family a NASCAR fan at all? You guys watch the racing?
Is my family a NASCAR fan?
Yeah.
I'm in North Carolina. Hello.
So you like have you're wearing NASCAR jammies right now as we talk, aren't you?
Oh no, my sheets are though. No, I'm kidding. I enjoy all different kinds of sports, but I don't.
So is Tony Stewart the big deal that Baldwin was making him out to be?
He thinks he is.
Ah, see.
If I could buy him for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he is.
It'd be a good investment.
It wouldn't be accurate to say he's legendary within the sport right now.
You got it. He's a legend in his own mind.
Wow. All right.
So, Sandy, who help educate me. Who is help educate Kevin tonight. Who is the guy in NASCAR right now?
Help educate Kevin.
Who is the guy in NASCAR right now?
Okay. If you love and honor your wife, you don't let guys.
No. We're beyond that part, Sandy. I got that part.
Yeah.
Who is the guy in NASCAR today? Who's
the best racer in NASCAR?
Yeah.
From high school on, they swat one another with the towel, and the showers or what have you. I had an older brother, but even my brother. Even if my brother would be all over him, like white on rice.
Did your brother know Tony Stewart in high school?
Excuse me?
Thanks for the call. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. God bless her. She tried her best.
That was fantastic. Three times.
That was some original radio right there.
Three times. No, who's the guy?
Yeah, but see, I was being too New York.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said who's the guy. I should have did what you did. Sandy, in your opinion, who would be the best racer in racing today?
I broke it down. I kept it simple.
Yeah, I was trying to abbreviate the amount of words being used.
Sure.
Tell me who the guy is.
You can't do that.
People in New York know. If you say, tell me who the guy is, they tell, the guy is Big Johnny.
I do the show with you, and when you do that, I get lost.
Okay. I'm a terrible communicator. This is what we're learning.
Yeah.
Okay. Switching gears completely. So while you were out of the country in Greece last week.
Yeah.
Basically, if you could have drawn a map where the center of the target was, and then all the rings around it where terrorism was taking place and protests were going on and so forth, you were like in the bullseye.
Right.
And like Morocco and Libya and Egypt and all these things were just like taking place around you.
See, because, Kevin, when it comes to serving Jesus, I don't mind being right there in the bullseye, Daddy.
But what you might have missed.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah. I just had my evangelistic Tony Stewart moment. Go ahead.
So if I could sell you for what you're worth and buy
and get what you think you're worth. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm worth nothing. I'm a filthy rag.
I'm messing up Sandy's line, so.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stay away from the jokes.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Everything we heard about Libya, where our ambassador came under attack.
Right.
Now, here's what I don't understand. 3 days before the attack, we get warnings from the Libyan government.
Al-Qaeda is going to attack your embassy.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for letting us know. We appreciate it.
Maybe you didn't understand. Al-Qaeda is going to attack your embassy.
Okay, we got it. Thanks. Now, Ambassador Stevens was not in Libya when we got that three-day warning.
Right.
He was doing a tour in Western Europe. He'd gone over to talk at some conference or something. And he went back to Libya, back to Benghazi. And they're like,
oh, by the way, it's going to take place in Benghazi.
Okay, so thank you. But we're going to let our guy go back there anyway. So he goes back. They have this terrorist all out of salt on the compound.
Mm-hmm.
For days, the administration's out there going, oh, no, this wasn't terrorism. No, this wasn't terrorism. There's 400 people there, and they had mortars and rocket launchers and tanks and other things and blow the consulate to bits. But no, it's not terrorism. And then finally, 7 days later, they go, oh, well, yeah, it was terrorism.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Does anybody have an opinion about why the president and the administration would wait 7 days to cop to it?
I have no idea.
I'd like to know your thoughts, if you have reasons as to why you think they might have held out for a week to tell the truth. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 and 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors.
And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Project.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday nights. Thank you for making us your choice wherever you're headed. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough. You see me on Fox. A lot of you hear me on the Kevin McCullough Show, heard on many of these same, most of these same stations. And it's our pleasure to spend Saturday nights with you. We try to have a little bit of fun in the whole thing. And yes, you learned tonight that Jonathan Stephen McCullough, who came into this world,
was named after me.
Not even a full week ago. Because it wasn't until 9:29 tomorrow morning that he'll be a week old.
Right.
Because you were in Greece last week. I get done doing the show. I go home. The lovely bride says to me, get my notebook and my pen.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. She's like, and write down what time it is.
Wow.
7 minutes later, write down what time it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah. So yeah. Now you know what I'm doing.
We're following
so,
now.
Like 4 hours of that.
Right.
And then around 2:30, she's like, yeah, I think we're going to have to go in.
Got to go.
And I
gotta
said,
go.
Well, you're still 3 to 5 minutes apart. You know, it's not going to.
And there's a football game on. So.
No, not at 2:30 in the morning. I said, so you want me to call, you know, your doctor's office? She goes, no. We'll call her at 6. I don't want to wake her up. Wanted to be in good spirits when she comes in to deliver our child. So at 6:00.
That was thinking.
6:00. 1 second after 6, that phone call went out.
Mm-hmm.
Bag was packed. To the hospital we went. 3 hours and 29 minutes later, little Jonathan Stephen was with us and has brightened my household ever since.
Amen.
Got to come home on Thursday. Lovely bride's in good shape. And Jonathan's he's just loving life. He gets milk drunk every time he eats. It's like Stephen and Thanksgiving dinner.
Which is why you named him after me.
Food coma.
Yeah.
Jonathan Stephen.
Yeah. That's my story and I'm sticking with it.
And Stephen got out of Greece okay. We were worried about him a week ago.
BiblicalGreece.com.
Yeah. So this attack goes on in Libya while you were over there. They drag his body through the streets, and the administration lied to us about it. For a week. For a week they sent Dr. Susan Rice and Jay Carney and all these other people to the microphone. Notice the president didn't do any press about this. It was all these other people. Let me be clear. I didn't say a word about it. You ever notice how Obama's starting to sound more like Nixon all the time? I am not a crook. I am not a crook.
Barack Milhouse Obama.
The date is coming, friend. Make sure you're armed with information. Vote your conscience. Do your best for your country. And then be with us next Saturday, because every Saturday night we like hanging with you. Here on Baldwin McCullough Live, it's the best way to spend your Saturday evening. And until then, have a great week.
God bless.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.